Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on early break. It is still the tundra outside here in Lincoln. Negative degrees again this morning.
Let's not talk about that.
No school again for the kids today. They might have the whole week off of school this week, actually.
No. Not Friday, right?
I'm going to guess they're in school Friday, but there's a good chance out tomorrow, or at least late start, which we know Bill will love, a late start for schools, potentially.
The late start has stirred up a lot of emotion.
It did. It has.
I got some texts last night from people laughing about watching the late starts come across the screen at the bottom.
It's excruciating.
Yes. Rough day
weather.
For the kids.
Yeah, weather. Ah. Sort of over the weather talk, if you don't mind. But you guys,
that is the king of idle chit chat, though.
Yeah,
it's a big part of it.
Oh, I witnessed idle chit chat yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes, I did.
At the store?
Yeah, I witnessed it, and Bill, I bit my tongue.
What happened?
Yeah, what? This is idle chit chat.
Can't just let us just hang like that,
Trader Joe's.
Which, what are you doing on this side of town?
I was confused by that, too.
What were you doing over on that side of town?
At
South Point.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Were you lost?
No. I ate Trixie's pita crackers. They're from Trader Joe's.
Oh, no.
They're Trader Joe pita crackers. You can only get them at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
And that's a no-no.
Yeah.
So I had to go get two boxes in the middle of the day to avert any issues. And I got a Kringle too. Do you know what those Kringles are? You're a Kringle guy, right?
Absolutely.
We had one here before a few months ago.
Pecan Kringle. Was
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got
that'll change your life too.
Those are good.
Yeah. And I handled this situation. There were the checkout girl and there was a lady in line that got her stuff and they were talking about their cats. I got a Persian cat. I got an orange cat.
You say it just like that? Persian cat.
Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, I do the cat shelter after work. Yeah. The conversation went on. I didn't do anything.
They should have glided to the side though, right? Glide to the side.
The lady did not glide to the side.
She should have though.
She should have. I just looked at my phone and was listening to them intently because I was appalled.
They know you're behind them, right? They can see you standing.
100%.
You're the obvious in line.
In fact, the lady's facing me. She's talking to the girl, but she's facing me kind of because she's down the way a little bit. Oh yeah, I'm standing there. You know, they know. It's fine. I'm not doing it. I didn't say anything. I didn't act myth. I was friendly. Is all I could do.
Approximate time you waited for this conversation to end.
I'm going to say 2.5 minutes.
That's
about cats.
That's
cats.
Rough. That's rough.
Wasn't the weather.
Nope.
Nothing about cats.
Idle chit chat about cats.
At Trader Joe's.
For almost 3 minutes.
You went because you went on a bender eating pita crackers.
They're irresistible.
That you were not really responsible.
Right. I didn't show any restraint at all.
Restraint, yes.
There was a point where I was like, okay, half the box is gone. I'm just going to do this whole
thing. Had you just opened it up, the box, too?
No, it was yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
And Trix didn't notice. I shouldn't go on the air with this because now she'll notice. I don't even think she noticed, but she would have noticed eventually, and there would have been hell to pay. They're really good crackers. So I went and got two boxes in the middle of the day to avert any problems. And then I got
that was a smart move.
Yeah.
That was a great move by you.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it was.
Except for the 3 minutes waiting in line
for the cat story. Right. And I'd never been to Trader Joe's.
Talking about their Harley Davidsons. Would that have been different for you?
It's funny you asked that because I had my Harley Davidson coat on.
And I wonder if you'd be like going, hey, would you have jumped in the conversation if that would have happened?
You talking Harleys?
Yes. He's talking Harleys here. let me in this thing. Where are you guys going?
No, I don't know what I would have done in that case. in that case, but they were talking about their cat. And I hope I didn't offend anybody. It was a fine trip to Trader Joe's. There you go.
Except for 3 minutes.
Trader Joe's is a bizarre store to me.
Very bizarre.
It's
a strange place.
I'm interested in your thoughts on that.
It's just got a lot of different items, and it's not a very big store.
No, it's not.
Half of it's liquor.
It's not what I thought.
Half of it's liquor.
Oh, no. Isn't that true?
I haven't been there in like 8 years. Yeah, I don't know. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. When you walk in like the left side, I mean, it's wine.
You're right.
There's a lot of liquor there.
The left side, he's right. As you walk outside.
Just the opposite.
When you walk in.
When you walk in, it's to your left.
That's where the liquor is?
Yeah.
Did you look left at all?
Yeah. Because it's a very, what freaks me out is it's not a very big store.
Very big.
And people will, you traveled across the city to get there.
The certain Peter crackers.
There's certain.
Did you locate them at least with ease or not? The crackers?
That's a good question. You can't really miss too far because it's so small. But no, I wouldn't say with ease. In fact, no. There was an occurrence. I asked a gentleman worker. I said, "Where are the pita crackers?" And they're right there, like right by me. You're in luck. They're right here.
You open your eyes, it's right in front of you.
So they were. Yeah, you know how that place is, though. Everything kind of blends in.
Isn't it amazing how you know if you're at Hy-Vee or you're at any store, it might even be at this, you name it, and you can just pick, when you see someone, you're like, that person right there knows where everything's at, and this other person, you know there's a chance that they don't even know that they're even in the store.
100.
It's just like, if you ask them, they're kind of going to leave the look like, I don't know, man, I give it a shot. But then somebody else would be like, yeah, that's aisle 13. When you walk down there, you're going to see the floor wax. And right above the floor wax, you're going to see that's exactly where it's at. And there's two brands there. Now, and they'll give you the brands, too. And you're just like, it blows you away. You're like, this is
incredible. Impressive.
And these are some of it has it look like, whew. Yeah, I have no idea if we even sell that.
They look at their phone.
Let me ask
my manager.
Yeah, and all somebody. You know who that person is.
Yep.
You can pick them out from a mile away.
You're 100% right.
I bought cabbage yesterday.
You did?
Did you? Is that a euphemism?
I know.
We don't have to talk about that.
No, did not.
You bought cabbage.
Everything's legal.
Okay, yeah. So why'd you buy cabbage?
Laura was making a Runza casserole. I've never purchased. So it took me. I was in Hy-Vee for 20 minutes trying to find cabbage. Just trying to read, see, is this cabbage? Is this really cabbage?
It's really cabbage.
Yes, because it was a lot.
What color was it?
It looks like cabbage has a look of a iceberg lettuce kind of type of look, but a little different. And I could pick it out, but here was the problem. Down below, there was no signs. It just said cabbage in the smallest of print, and I didn't have my readers with me.
Oh, no.
So now I'm squatted down trying to read this to see if I'm getting cabbage. Because there's a chance I come back with two deals of iceberg lettuce or something like that.
Bill, this is not cabbage.
This is not cabbage. It would not have been good.
Does cabbage have a purple hue?
There's a hue to it. And Laura told me, so if you get the shredded cabbage, there's going to be a hue. This was not the shredded.
Purple?
Yes, I think you're accurate with that.
Nice sip. Nice.
Yes.
I think you could tell. I think there would be a, you could make the distinction.
And when I go shopping, I walk every aisle and just buy stuff that I want. There is no plan, really, except for Laura had to tell me, here's the four things that I need. That was disturbing to me. It took me a lot.
And, some pressure there.
Yeah, and then checked all the way out, and I got the wrong crescent rolls.
Oh,
had to go back. In the same line, the lady's like, you're back.
Did you get home and have to go back?
No, I figured it out when I was going through the checkout line. They brought the wrong crescent rolls.
So she needed three things, and how many items did you actually buy at the store?
40, at least. Oh, yeah. I just started throwing.
You had your time, and it's okay, I'll get her three things.
Yeah.
But
I purchased.
What did you buy?
40 Powerades. So actually, I had more than that.
Why did you get 40 Powerades?
Powerade Zeros are really hard to find in another place. They're not at Sam's, and they're not at Costco.
Okay.
Powerade Zero is the best.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
So I just buy it out.
Powerade Zeros.
Yes.
You buy it out.
I do. I just wipe out the whole shelf.
Sorry,
put it
guys.
In the garage?
At least I'm buying something.
You put it in the garage?
Yes, in the garage.
Powerade Zeros.
Krutov says, Jake, tell the guys there's purple and green cabbage heads.
Okay.
Thank you.
Didn't know that.
Krutov. Appreciate that.
I think it'd be a different kind of green than typical lettuce.
I just couldn't imagine. It's for the first time in my life, though. What are you looking for? Cabbage.
Cabbage.
Yeah, he's going to get some cabbage. I don't know what else.
Was there ever thought of, like, sending pictures of the cabbage to Laura or maybe FaceTime and say, is this the one you want? Does this look good?
It's a smart move like that. I risked it. I did.
Just came back with what you thought was right.
You can get some real jams, like chicken tenders. Okay, now wait a second. There's all kinds of different chicken tenders. So just don't write chicken tenders down. You got to be more specific.
Some that are stripped thinner. There's a lot going on.
Don't just do chicken tenders. If you're a woman giving a list to a man, you got to be specific on some stuff.
Then it was so specific. I go, do me a favor, text it to me. Okay. I was in the car. I text it to myself as I got out of the car. Then I left my phone in the car.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So then I was back to
memory.
Back to memory, and I did it.
Your whole life has been memory.
Yes, I did.
Memory.
It, yes.
Memorizing.
But going up and down and just randomly throwing stuff in a grocery cart, it's fun.
What time was that?
That was about 1 o'clock. It was cold. It was very cold.
So when you were at Trader Joe's,
we were shopping at the same time as
Bill.
Same time.
How about that? We were out and about at 1 o'clock. It was not pleasant.
No, it was not. No. It was cold.
The road conditions were not good. And that's that.
The auto repair industry has to be giddy. People are getting smashed up all over, sliding into each other all over the place.
Tracy's Body Shop and others.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're busy.
It is. Oh, I hit the brakes yesterday at and this happens a lot at this corner. You've probably noticed at 33rd and
Holdridge.
Help me. Is it Holdridge? Might as well
be. That'd be East Campus.
What's right over by Woods?
That's
33rd
J.
Oh, then what? Come on, Jake.
South?
South.
It's J Street.
Nope. There's another one.
If you're talking about Woods Tennis Center, that's J Street it goes to. I'm pretty sure.
Is there any relevance
between 33rd and J and 33rd?
Yeah, might as well just be this.
Tell the story.
Yeah, there was Randolph? A blue truck ahead of me, and it slowed down, and then it stopped at the light, and I slammed the brakes, and I thought for sure I was going into it.
I think you're looking for Randolph, maybe.
Yeah, Randolph.
Okay,
there we go. Good job, Jake.
But...
Yeah, that corner, there's crashes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The one that gets you the best, though, is when it's the icy corner and you go to turn and you don't turn. You just keep going straight. This is not good.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
What's happening here?
No, that happened. Right. Yesterday, it was scary. I was driving way too fast, and he stopped at the light, and I was a good distance behind him, but it was dicey. I had to go into the middle of the road. You can go in the middle without the oncoming traffic getting you, and it was scary. Be careful out there.
If there's a science teacher out there, could someone weigh in how I'm walking through Hy-Vee parking lot and it's slush, but it's 1 degree.
Look out there right now. Someone
needs to walk me through this.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And I know it's ground temperature. I understand that, but how can the ground temperature?
Well, look it right out there.
How can that
better
be?
Better slush than ice.
Yeah.
But, I thought that yesterday, too.
I'm like, why is it all
slow? How are some roads wet? Why is that?
I'm with you. I'd like to hear from science people.
This is idle chit-chat.
I got some idle chit-chat. I joined a cult last night.
A cult?
I joined a cult last night.
Okay, all right.
Bill bought some cabbage, joined a cult.
For the first time in my life, I played pickleball last night.
Oh, that is a cult.
That is a cult. Now, this is a sport that's taken the world by storm. Not just the country, but the world by storm. Building pickleball courts everywhere. I went to this place. You can't build them fast enough.
They
went to this place called Let's Pickle, 56 and Highway 2. Beautiful place. Six courts. Mm-hmm. A restaurant there. It's an awesome new space.
It's inside.
Where'd you say was that again? 56?
It's 56 and Highway 2. So over, right by the Walgreens over there. By the old 7 Day Furniture in that area.
You went and played pickleball?
I played pickleball last night.
Did you play an old man, like a 70-year-old?
No, I played with the people my age, some friends I went out with, and I thought, hey, I play tennis, this will be easy. And some things were easy, but it's the way that ball bounces. You have to anticipate it a lot differently. So I had some whiffs, I had some shanks, had some good shots, but I think it was a pretty embarrassing first appearance for a... For me, last night.
For an athlete.
Somebody that plays a racket sport.
Right. For someone that plays a racket sport, it was embarrassing last night.
How many people played with you?
We rotated between six people. I mean, you can
like a party.
Yeah. It was kind of like a party. It was there for an hour, hour and a half.
If you're out, if you're not in the rotation, do you make smart comments at the other people? Do you? Because I think I would.
I couldn't because I was playing too badly. If I was playing well, I could make some smart-ass comments. But smart-ass. Smart-ass comments. But
well, I guess that's okay. The show is trying to get turned.
Yeah, take it, blame it on me. But no, I didn't say anything because I was playing very poorly to average.
I joined the cult.
Yeah. I could see myself playing pickleball soon again.
I'm going to say this. Pickleball's not going away.
Why'd you say that?
I'm not convinced. The trend. It's on ESPN.
It is.
I know.
Oh, yeah. It's on the.
I'm not convinced.
Pickleball will overtake. You know what this is? Tennis is gone.
I'm telling you. Tennis
is Bill's gone.
Tennis is hurting. This is hurting tennis big time.
How's boxing going right now, Steve? Not good.
I mean, not good in our country.
Yeah.
But I think if you went to another country, Mexico, for instance.
Could be, but I'm saying that's not, I mean, when's the last time, I mean, there's been,
I'm not arguing with you about this boxing match. Yeah. Stop it. I get what you're saying.
Who's the heavyweight champion of the world?
I think it's right now, it's Leon Spinks.
We would have known the heavyweight in the top eight contenders back in our day.
I know.
We would have known that.
But I'm not convinced on your pickleball proclamation, which is fine. I respect your opinion greatly.
It's been around big time for like 8 years
now. I know. I'm all familiar with it.
It's been getting bigger every
year. I have a friend who quit the newspaper business and is now a pickleball writer. Yeah. So,
a writer?
100, Alex is his name.
Wow.
And
you sat down with you had two piles of cash or a pile of cash. You had to pick one. I'm going to build some indoor tennis courts or indoor pickleball courts.
Pickleball.
Not even close.
Wouldn't
even consider it.
Right now, but would your investment be very short-lived?
No.
This was popular five years ago, but it went belly up.
Yeah. It's not showing any signs of slowing down. Yeah. It's getting more and more people.
They're building restaurants inside the place.
And it's a nice restaurant. Like, this place is great. Let's Pickle. Free advertising,
by the way.
What a
great name. Let's Pickle.
Great place. I'd go back.
Do they sell pickle tickets?
I didn't see the pickle tickets there.
That'd be nice if they doubled down with that.
You might be right. We're never going to know. I mean, or unless we're doing the show 10 years from now. You got to give it 10 years. See if it's around in 10 years.
Okay. Well, let's mark this one down.
I mean, you think it's like skateboard? Skateboarding's still big. That wasn't a fad. That came about, I think, when we were kids, basically. And it's still around big time. Did that come around when we were kids?
Skateboarding's
in a big way?
In a big way. Yeah, it was super big. I had a skateboard. Yeah. Rode it all the time.
It was a big deal.
Lawrence's driveway, and rode our skateboards like daily.
My mom bought me a big, come on, what's the texture? It wasn't a wooden skateboard.
Mine wasn't wood either. Polyurethane.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, pickleball has its own TV network per Eric and Hickman. So your friend's writing about pickleball. They have its own. It's a pickleball network.
It's a network, Steve.
It's not going anywhere.
You're going to go network?
Yeah. It's here to stay.
Listen, there's no pushback from me on how big it is right now. The question will be, how big is it in 10 years?
Yeah. Well, I joined the cult last night. I was a little late to the party.
I saw
people at my gym like 11 years ago playing. I said, what are they doing? What is this game they're playing? And I could have joined them randomly 11 years ago, and it took me until last night to ever play the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
I've watched it on TV. They have it on ESPN, like Mac and Roll Play. Like, they have the old guys playing and the younger guys, too. There's pickleball tournaments and all that. It's kind of like a big version of ping pong, right?
It is.
It is.
It's in between ping pong and tennis.
Hmm.
Can we do that? I got one last thing sports related for Idle Chit Chat. I'm going to give you a score. Yeah. Last night, late night basketball, BYU 91. Kansas 57. I repeat, BYU 91. Kansas 57. Largest loss of the Bill Self era. They are 17-9. 17-9. They're going to be unranked next week. Kansas. Hmm. This is the second time he's lost by 30-plus points in the history of Bill Self at Kansas. And it's the worst loss in program history as a ranked team versus an unranked opponent. Kansas is dead right now in basketball. 17-9.
That might be a little mud. Yeah.
For their standards, that's bad.
Yeah.
Unranked, coming up here soon.
Do they have injuries or something?
No.
What if you're sitting around right now and you're Hunter Dickinson? And you're just like, I could be at Michigan, number one in the Big Ten. I'm here at Kansas. And at Kansas, I mean, it's real simple. It's Final Four or it's a horrible season. It's kind of how it looks. And a lot of times they don't make it, but that's their goal. We're going to win it all,
no doubt,
or it's Final Four. So right now at Kansas in this 17-9, that is – and they're playing horrific. They absolutely are.
Hunter Dickinson. Yeah.
He lost
business
by 34.
Decision. Yeah, he made a business decision. He's I know he's getting paid well, but it probably doesn't matter.
And I think Jake is so far off. He's so far off with the meltdown and the pizza. I mean, the comeback that had to happen. Right now, you would like to play some UConn. You would like to have
not in the tournament.
You'd
they
like to play
yesterday.
Them. Well, no, they won. They came back and beat a horrible Villanova team. But they were down 14.
I don't think I want any part of playing two-time defending national champs in the tournament. They're very good in the tournament. They know how to turn it on. I know they don't have the Klingon or Castle. They've lost some players.
They're not that good.
No, you don't want to play them in the tournament.
They're not top 25, though, huh?
No, they're not. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. I do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bedliners, and more at renewyourauto.com. By the way, there's a basketball game tonight for Nebraska, 5:30, early game, 5:30 at Penn State on BTN. Do you guys want to guess the spread as of this morning for this basketball game?
Bill, you're good at this.
7.5, Nebraska.
Yep.
On the road, that's a lot.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Let me remind you, Bearcat Buchtenjel is still out per Fred Hoiberg.
So
Bearcat is out tonight.
Nice hint. That's nice.
You can read, Jake. Bill,
after I gave my number, then you said, also remember this.
I'm going to say, Bill, you can adjust your spread.
No, I'll just stay with it.
No, that's too much on the road. I'd go 4.5.
As of this morning, Penn State is a 1.5-point favorite against Nebraska tonight.
They're not that bad. Yeah. I've watched them. That's surprising.
I think they're dead last.
Yeah, they are
18th of 18th now in the conference.
But
dead
the
last.
Big Ten.
They've lost 7 straight games.
You can't say that.
They're not that bad.
They're not that bad.
Give us the last 7 losses.
They're favored against Nebraska.
They're 18 of 18.
They've had a rough stretch.
They're ahead of Washington. They've taken over Washington.
I mean,
the bottom's not that bad.
Steve, what?
So they just lost at home. To Washington.
At home. They were 17th.
I watched it. They were the 17th team. Scary to me.
Then they had, before that, lost by 25 at USC, who just got beat at home by Minnesota.
Just give me a good result.
Your argument is failing in court miserably, Steve.
Before that, they lost by 24 at UCLA. Then they lost at home.
At home.
By 8 to Minnesota.
Ooh, that was a good one.
No, that's at home.
No.
That was a tough one.
How are they 1.5?
They're 1.5 point favorites.
This is your chance.
I mean, if you ever wanted to bet
$100,000,
I rest my case on Vegas, which you guys always say is smart. They have them as a 1.5 point favorite.
Now, to give you some to start this.
I'm not as big on Vegas as you guys are, by the way.
To start the losing skid, they lost by 1 point at Iowa. That's a fine loss. That was the first of 7. Then they lost by 4 at Michigan. That's a good loss. And then it got bad. They lost by 19 at home to Penn State, and then the results I told you after
that. Lost by 19 at home to who?
To Ohio State. So they had a 2 decent losses to start, and then it's been rough the last 5 games.
Well, we all know that Vegas can be brutally wrong. I guarantee you, they can. I guarantee you last night Kansas was probably a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, they can be brutally
over
wrong.
BYU, and they lost by 34.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. I'm not going to lie. I don't understand that line. I mean, I said I thought Nebraska would be a 4.5-point favorite. So I don't get
as of right now, 1.5-point favorite is Penn State over Nebraska tonight, 5:30 at BTN.
So Nebraska should win by? What do you think?
I think they win by 12.
Okay.
I think they win by 12.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought going in.
If you bet tonight, if we all bet between us, we pooled our money.
Pitt, Nebraska.
$100,000 apiece. $300,000. How nervous would we be all day?
Very.
Very nervous. $100,000. But just imagine the euphoria if that came through.
I'd be nervous.
I say that to whoever I'm sitting by all the time. I go, hey, what if watching some game? Hey, what if you'd have bet $400,000 on this? How pumped would you be right now?
We'd be very nervous. Very nervous. Pumped after the nervous breakdowns would be nuts.
I could see Jake Lake countering back and just betting $100,000 the other way.
I had to go the other way. I freaked out.
And I'm going to take the loss. I'm going to take the rub.
I panicked.
You know what? If we each put $100,000 on it, I wouldn't watch the game. I'd say, would you accept updates from us about it? No, I'd say if the score is
2-2 and you have a turnover, you'd lose your mind. You would lose your mind at 2-2 like that. Just
every second is agonizing.
I'd go dark for three hours. Go really bad.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, let me know.
We're talking about Fred's hand surgery.
I missed this yesterday. I was out of the loop in the afternoon. What happened?
I was just walking by, I was in the kitchen doing something, and 10-11 Strong was on.
Okay.
And then they just had, I just looked up. I didn't have volume. And it just had a picture of Fred, Coach Hoiberg, and it said hand surgery on it.
I see it. And so
that's all it said. So maybe the line or the headline didn't match up what was real. Because I was trying to think, when would he have had the hand surgery?
I didn't see anything about it.
I'm trying to find this also.
Because they went, I'm assuming they went directly from Northwestern to Penn State, right?
They did.
Yeah, so there was no, when would this hand surgery, or maybe they were talking about in the future, maybe he's going to have to get hand surgery.
I haven't seen anything about the surgery actually.
It was on 10-11 Strong.
What did the headlines say? Did it say that he's had the surgery?
No, I told you, let's go over it again. Okay. Volume was down. Up on there, a picture of Fred with the words written, hand surgery.
Interesting.
And that's when I text you guys. I go, this freaked me out.
Okay.
I'm going, I'm like, when would he have done the hand surgery?
Don't know.
When would Dave Clare have done the hand surgery for him?
A quick Twitter search does not show that he's had surgery yet. If anybody saw that or can confirm, you out there, text in. Kevin Suits says, listen to the show.
Kevin, text in. What's the update about the hand surgery?
I didn't hear the audio,
so it may have been cleared up through audio.
Okay.
But the backsplash was hand surgery, and it concerned me because I didn't know that. I thought maybe Dave Clare did the surgery like in his hotel room or something. That was a concern.
Not ideal.
Rick Heyman weighs in on pickleball.
Oh, what'd he say?
Bigger than golf. Sorry, Sip. Bigger than golf.
I don't know if you're going to see the Masters of pickleball.
True. That's a good point. Yeah.
I just don't see him all of a sudden.
Maybe in terms of people playing it, possibly, but not watching it.
They have pro courts and all that in our community. Wherever he is in Florida. Where is he in Florida?
Panama City Beach.
They have pro courts and all that.
Does he have a car there you can drive, Jake, if you go visit him?
I don't know for sure. Yeah. Rick, do you have a car I could drive if I visit him?
The last time you went to visit him, you drove Heyman's car all over Arizona.
I drove it to Sedona.
That was 2 hours. Put on 2,000 miles on his car and didn't even tell him. He thought he was just going to go down to the grocery store and back.
He didn't give me a limit on miles.
And he went to Flagstaff.
I do feel kind of bad about that.
Rick, you have a car? Yeah. Awesome.
I'm not in Arizona.
Awesome.
Hey, Rick,
I just got pulled over with your tags. There's an issue.
I'm in Palm Springs.
All right, Nebraska tonight at 5:30 on BT. And also, news yesterday from the football staff. Is it Barthel or Bartho? Do we know for sure? We've never figured out. C.J. Barthel. E.J. Barthel, Nebraska's running backs coach, is sticking around. There are some rumors about interest from Texas and Penn State in him, but he sticks around at Nebraska, gets a big raise, extends through 2027, and goes from $293K a year to $450,000 per year in the raise for E.J. Barthel, Nebraska's running backs coach.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes, there were actually
some flirtations at all.
No, there were reports that there's a report in the Houston Chronicle, so it probably elevates above a rumor that he had talked to Texas. I don't know that
that'd be above a rumor. I'd agree with that.
There's a Houston Chronicle report, and then the On3 website. Go ahead, guys. On3, there was the Penn State website that said there was discussion. I don't think there's any job offers.
I believe most of his career is Northeast, so I could see Penn State potentially being.
Came from UConn, maybe Nebraska.
Yeah.
Well, he had worked at Penn State as also. He worked at Penn State. Okay, guys. He worked at Penn State in 2017 as the recruiting coordinator. Would that have been under James Franklin? I suppose it would have been.
Franklin's been there for, what, 10, 12 years?
Okay.
Long time.
2017, Franklin was there. So that would make sense. I was asked on a radio show yesterday, why are they keeping him? I was surprised. I guess he's under fire in some quarters. I don't know. I mean, I would say this. I talked to him last summer, and it was interesting to me. This whole evaluation of coaches and assistant coaches is interesting to me in a lot of ways. He was talking about how he had these new territories, St. Louis, Chicago, I think were the main ones. And he's trying to get his foothold. He's trying to get a foothold in them. Nobody knew him. And I thought it was interesting. Yeah, it just doesn't happen overnight. And so some of I thought of that. I thought of what he was saying because a lot of people are saying, well, he hasn't recruited anybody. My response would be, well, how about just give him a little more time maybe? And also, I don't think the running back room has been bad. Remember his first year, the top two guys went down. Ramir and Gabe Irvin went down early in the season and were done. Emmett Johnson has developed fairly well. I would say this. What if Quentin Ives comes out and has 700 yards this year and averages five a carry? That's his. He brought him in. Then would you feel stupid if you were calling for his job? You know, I mean,
it's a big hypothetical there.
A little bit. Maybe. It might be. I don't know.
We haven't really seen him run at all.
No, but he's going to play a lot. He hasn't been in the rotation. But I don't know. I thought Emmett developed pretty well. Dowdell looked like he was going to be a good player to me and then got a sack of money from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Somebody saw something in him. He scored 12 touchdowns.
He did.
Emmett Johnson had 900 yards of all-purpose yards. I wasn't looking at Barthelme saying, you got to get him out of here. I mean, I wasn't doing that.
There's always two positions in general most positions take heat. The tight end position takes the least amount in general.
Yes.
That's usually a position where you don't just get crushed by them. Seldom, like in here, how many times have we had a conversation? Now, there was conversations about who's doing really well.
Right.
Who's doing but the surprising part of it is that how different it is. The two sports you talk about the most are football and basketball. And basketball is all on the head coach.
It's never assistant coaches.
Hardly ever. You don't even talk about it. They're like, yes, he's the defensive specialist. Yes, he does this.
Sort of.
The head coach runs it all. When's the last time you came out of a game? If you just take football here, they're upset with this year. It was a special teams coordinator upset. They were upset with
wide receivers.
Wide receivers. So all these things going on. And they name names. They talk about them like that. In basketball, tell me one time when Nebraska's played bad this year and the biggest thing you talked about was an assistant coach.
Never.
They don't even get mentioned. It's all head coach.
Yep.
And so
I can't explain.
It's true.
It's very odd because they're involved, especially defensively, more so than anything.
Oh, 100.
Different specials. So they have involvement, but you don't
That's the head coach.
But when you look down there, it's hard when you look down and you see 12 to 14 people in polos. And it's just like you don't even know
there's
who's
a ton
who.
Of coaches for basketball.
If you look tonight,
there's so many.
There's two lines. There's a line of chairs, and there's a line of chairs behind him. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's 12 to 14 people, and there's only 12 on the team. It's insanity. If football matched the numbers like that, think about that. There would be 250 guys on the sideline in polos.
Not much room here, guys.
Or quarter zips.
Or quarter zips. They could change up. Yeah. By the weather. Yes.
Yeah, you don't do that, though. You don't. We don't come into.
When's
the
your
show.
Basketball coach? Have you ever said
we don't say Nate Lenzer? What's the deal?
He's got to go. Yeah. He's got to go.
Right. Yeah.
And we got. Hey.
Well, we do that.
Hey, save him. Bump him up. Hey, back the truck up. You can't lose that assistant coach.
No. I respect the opinion of the gentleman who was questioning me yesterday. I do. I respect it. I respect the opinions. It's fine. But it was striking to me. Yeah, he won. Barthelme gone. I was like, oh, okay. You can. I don't know. But you're right. It's very interesting that way. But that's
you usually get the most things that you pick up from running back coaches from all my career being around them is when you talk about coaching, it's ball security and number two is pass protection.
Oh,
because that takes your highest level. Because sometimes you footwork is right, they hand the ball off. Imagine being the running back coach. You had Barry Sanders. Well, he also made nine guys miss on that play. You know, so he, I don't know how you coach all that. It just, you know, you, certain times you go, wow. And so, but pass protection is where they, the running back coach, earns their money. That is where they learn. And a lot of times if they're, sometimes a lot of teams are free release, which we used to call scat protection, which means the running back never protected, which meant the quarterback was going to throw hot. Mm-hmm. If his deal was to get all five out. If you have a Joe Burrow type ability to process, you get five out because he can get hot. He can get the ball out. But the running back protection, when there was one in the Super Bowl, and it was Barkley, did an unbelievable, it was a touchdown pass, or did an unbelievable pickup. That's where you're known at.
I think Emmitt Johnson was, I mean, I think a lot of the reason he plays a lot is because he is good in pass.
Oh, protection. You better know your stuff.
Why are you smiling, Jake?
Well, we got a text before we get to break from Wet Blanket.
The Blanket.
He's the blanket.
Oh, I love hearing from The Blanket. This is awesome.
You'll love this one.
Is it directly to us, or is he texting Genghis?
It's directly to me.
It's directly to Steve. Steve Sipple.
You guys love this, so go ahead, Jake.
We love The Blanket.
He says, hang on a second. So Sip wants to give a coach a massive raise this year as a reward for a guy who hasn't played yet and might play well next
that's
year.
No, that's not why.
That is on brand.
That's not why.
Wet Blanket. Hey, hold it. Do
WB.
It again.
WB.
Hang on. Time out. No, do the head again. What
blanket? No, blanket. I don't know, Jake. I'm surprised you would.
The blanket sounds like he's on to something.
Firing Barthel conversation.
I didn't fire him.
No. Interesting.
I didn't think he was great this year, but I wouldn't say to fire him.
Can I at least add that I think Blanket's text is kind of funny?
It's funny. It's a funny.
It's really not funny.
It's funny.
It's a little funny.
Come on, WB has got some humor.
He's not that funny. I mean. The name Wet Blanket's funny. What he says is not that funny. And that's not what I said, by the way.
When we come back, I'm going to make you angrier by some potential
Genghis Corn,
some
check
TV
in.
News you won't like.
Oh, I know what this is.
Is he getting heated?
It's going to get even angrier here.
Uh-oh.
When we come back from break, on early break of the day.
Blanket.